See, this is really about a conversation. It's about being able to speak to one another in a genuine conversation. And how have you ever noticed that sometimes in the conversation, what I'm trying to say inside of me and what I'm trying to get across to what's inside of you has trouble getting through all of the stuff? So much so that it's happened to me that I start singing my song and it's not in the right key. And people get up and walk out. That's never happened to you, I'm sure. We've always known that anything that I have to say is worth everything, so you just need to listen really hard and pay attention. But you know what? It falls apart sometimes. And there's all kinds of reasons why it falls apart. You know, each of us has our own song inside of us. You may not even know how that song goes, but there's a song inside of you and inside of me. And when we get together, whether we get together one-on-one and try to have a conversation, or whether we get together in community, in the community of faith right here, what we really want to do, even if we don't realize it, is to sing that song. To somehow or other let that melody, which is who I am as a real, authentic human being, not a human being who seems like something, but an authentic human being, what I really want and what I think the community of faith offers is a place where we can sing our song. We can let that melody come out of us. So the only question is, how do you get it from here to there? Because you know there is a gulf in between us. There is a space in between us. How is it that what is inside of me will somehow cross over that gulf, cross over that chasm, and enter what is inside of you? So we're talking about a couple things here as we talk of the conversation. One thing we're talking about is lovers, because it's something that happens in my theory in that space of being together. There is a between. There is a between. It's that space which is between me and you. It's a space that we recognize exists. And all true religion happens in that between, I think, my grand theory. It happens between you and me. It doesn't happen in me or in you. It doesn't happen in the trees or the stars or the ocean which we commune with. It happens between you and me, and between me and the earth, and between me and the stars, and even between me and God. It's that betweenness. And I think that when it comes to religion, I'm not worth 2 cents without you, without someone else to connect to, some other person, authentic person, some other song which is residing deep inside of you. I can't do that by myself. I can't have true religion by myself. Religion, Martin Buber said another thing. He said, religion is in the meeting. It's when we come together. And this happened even out on the desert plains when the Jews were carrying, or the Hebrews were carrying around the Ark of the Covenant, and they built a temple. And it was the meeting of Yahweh and the people that made the covenant real among those people. And it's still true today. What I am, all that I am, my history, my essence, my faith, meets you and all that you are, your history, your essence, and your faith. And we come together and magic happens. Imagine magic happen. There's almost an erotic energy. In fact, I call this the energy of Eros, the god Eros, which flows between us when true conversations take place. There's something magical. There's something energizing. There's something that makes me want to blossom into joy. I think true joy happens when the meeting takes place and when the conversation is going. And so the ground that we stand on in this conversation is holy ground. We should take off our shoes as Moses did standing before the burning bush. The ground is holy. What is happening here? The communion between individuals, with God being the divine spirit which makes it all happen. It's in the meeting. It's a holy place. In the old temples, they would take off their shoes and they would dress in different outfits because where they were was holy ground. It's the location of the magic of when the conversation takes place. Where two or three are gathered, Jesus said, I will be in the midst of them. The spirit of the divine will be in the midst of them, in among them. And I think the spirit of the divine is in that space between us. I used to run into this thing all the time when I was a professional musician, traveling around the world with all kinds of bands and playing a lot of different kind of music and meeting all kinds of people. And here's a situation when you're a singer or a performer. There's a gulf between the singer and the hearer. There is a gulf between us. And as a singer, my job was something like bringing the song out of me and throwing it across the land into the next person, to enter that person, to go inside and touch that person's heart. And I found out in my musical experience that sometimes the words had nothing to do with it. And it finally dawned on me one day when people were not hearing what the words were, but there was something happening in that conversation, so that it wasn't the words that was happening, it was the conversation itself. That is the experience of the conversation. You can't even describe that in so many ways, but it's the experience of communion. The people who believe in the communion rite in the liturgical churches, Christian churches, cannot really explain what's going on there. They can theorize about it and they can talk about it, but there's something that transcends the words. It goes beyond the words and even perhaps beyond the intellect, to make the act of communion an experience. And I believe it's a conversation between humanity and the divine. The kingdom is within and among you, we have heard. It's not here in me, it's not there in you. It is among us and it is within us with the world. John Coltrane, the great jazz musician, one day was asked if he could show them on the manuscript of the music that he was playing, if he could show them where the soul was on the page. Where is the soul? Is it written down in those little black notes? Is it written down in a three-eighth note? No, an eighth note with a dot after it. Is it there because there's a rest there? Where is it written that the soul of music is on the page? And he said, it's not there. It's not written down there. Because the soul in music doesn't come from the notes. It doesn't come from the staff. It doesn't come from all those markings you see all over everything. It doesn't come from the notes. It comes from the spaces between the notes. The spaces between the notes. That's where the soul is. That's where the divine is. And that's where God is in our conversations that we have. It happens between us. It happens that the divinity comes, and it's a mystery that happens through faith. We have come to this place where we allow for the space so that there can be a communion to take place. And it's because we trust in that, we believe in that, we have faith in that, we live faithfully believing that the conversation can take place. Even though our society and sometimes our upbringing has taught us again and again and again over the years how to build up ways to make that not happen, to make that conversation not happen. I can look at my own life and realize that I have erected barriers to that flow, that energy flow that happens, that magic, erotic flow that happens in the conversation. I have actually built up things to keep that from happening. And the only way it continues to happen is when I decide to let down my guard and to open up those barriers somehow or other. But there's a problem with that. Somebody in the first service brought it up. That's the problem, because when you let down that seeming mask, who is not the real you, and when you remove that barrier, remove that mask, remove that seeming part of the way you are interacting with people, there you are in the spotlight, the real you, completely unclothed from the artificialities that we always put around us to keep us protected. And that's the hard part. And there's another whole beautiful sermon, which I think is chapter 3 in my book that I'm writing, just about that thing, about barriers and how barriers fall down and how we build them up and how we fortify them and how we don't fortify them. The kingdom is between and among us. Khalil Gibran, and this is the reading that we skipped, so I'm going to put it in it right here. Wrote a book called The Prophet, and the prophet went to the village, and they asked questions about the different parts of their lives, and they said, speak to us about talking. Speak to us about talking. And the prophet said, there are those who talk, and without knowledge or forethought, reveal a truth which they themselves do not understand. And there are those who have the truth within them, but they tell it not in words. In the bosom of such as these, the spirit dwells in rhythmic silence. And when you meet your friend on the roadside or in the marketplace, let the spirit in you move your lips and direct your tongue. Let the voice within your voice, the voice within your voice, speak to the ear of your friend's ear, the ear of your friend's ear. For your friend's soul will keep the truth of your heart, even as the taste of the wine is remembered when the color is forgot and the vessel is no more. May the words that we say to each other be directed by our innermost being. As I mentioned earlier, I was a singer for many years. And sometimes I would think about all of this and get discouraged and say, what's the use? There's nothing really important going on. And sometimes I still think of that as a preacher. It's hard to continue sometimes. So I need some kind of inspiration, and this comes from Khalil Gibran also. And he said, the secret in singing. Now, isn't it great? They wrote a whole book called The Secret. Did you see that book? But the secret, don't we all want to know the secret? The secret in singing is found between the vibrations in the singer's voice and the throb in the hearer's heart. May our conversations dwell in that place. between the vibrations of our innermost struggling voice to be heard and to hear, and the beating of our loved one's heart. Amen.